Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program General Manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Trav, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. You know, Trav, we've been kicking this around a little bit, talking about the Hawks and the Braves a little bit. What, in your guesstimation, what is the best way to build a championship team? Is it through the draft? Is it free agency or a mixture of both?
Well, I think you got to utilize all the mechanisms. So I would say a mixture. I mean, obviously the three ways we have to add talent to our roster are through the draft, through trade, and then through free agency. So I think you have to give yourself the financial flexibility, the draft pick assets you need to be able to utilize all three of them effectively.
And that, of course, is something that you have, started to show that you, you're leading us to believe that you're going to do here with the Atlanta Hawks, because I know that now you have two top 10 picks. How do you view now, Travis, these top 10 picks and three picks in the second round, five picks in the first 44? You seem to have a lot of assets to play with.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I think that this is a deep draft. Last year's draft I thought was top heavy. There were, five or six guys we really liked. This year, I think that, maybe you don't have a clear delineage of five or six guys, but it's a deep draft. And, what one team has is their top 10. Another team might have those guys sprinkled all the way through the top 25 or so. So we feel good about our picks, and we think that we're going to get some good players with them.
Trav, can I just tell you, number one, I want to know what your reaction was to having the 8th and the 10th pick. But I'm going to tell you mine and the first is, when we heard them, it was almost like, for me, the first pick, we were like excited about. But the second pick, the 8th pick, it came too fast. It was just like, hold up, wait a minute. This thing just started. Why are we going back to back like this? I was hoping that we went up a little bit higher. But at the same time, when I looked at 8 and 10, I was like, oh, Trav got this. How did you look at it when you heard him called?
Well, when I first heard 10, I got nervous because I thought that was our pick. And I was like, how did we fall from 5 to 10? I thought the worst we could be was 9. And then, quickly realized that was Dallas who slid back one. So, excited that we got that pick. And obviously, a little disappointed when we slid to 8. That was our third worst likelihood to end up, was the 8th. spot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think most people know the most likely outcome is we'd get to 7. So it kind of prepared ourselves to slide back to 7, but hopeful that we would move up. But 8 was a little disappointing, but we're excited with it. We feel like we're going to get a good player there. And now we're just going through the process of seeing, what movement might be available up or back to us.
Yeah, that's what we're all seeing and waiting for to see. Again, you have a lot of pawns to play with in this chess match. I want to go to those three second-round picks for a second, if I can. Now, Draymond Green may be an outlier as a second-round pick, but as you look at, you've got three picks right toward the top of the second, toward the top and middle of the second round, and you have those assets to play with if you want to package them, for example. But how difficult is it, Travis Schlenk, GM of the Hawks, how difficult is it, Travis, to pick up a future star in the second round in the NBA draft?
Well, you look at all the teams now. Look at the Warriors. You mentioned Draymond Green. Look at Toronto and Pascal, picked late. So there's talent sprinkled throughout the draft. Think back to the Hawks teams of the past. Kyle Korver was the second round pick. Paul Millsap was the second round pick. So there's talent there. You just have to identify it. And, really where teams can strike gold in the second round is when they have a system, when they know there's a type of player they're looking for. that can fill the voids on their system. That's when you can really get players that can be really useful for your team in the second round.
All right, to Hugh's first question, just kind of broadly, and I know you have to be a little bit broad, Travis, but you have Trey Young, you have John Collins, Kevin Huerter, and, you know, a nice young nucleus here, and I know I'm leaving people out. You have the right coach and the right system, it seems. You have the right general manager, in my opinion, and the right owner. You have a draft coming up with two top 10 picks. And my question to you is, as it relates to next year, do you see yourselves, and looking at the lay of the land, being a player in free agency this year?
Well, we're going to see how all that plays out. You know, obviously, I think everyone knows there's some big names in free agency, and we're going to do our due diligence to, you know, see what interest level those players have in us. You know, it might be a year too early, but we're certainly, you know, we've put ourselves in a position with our cap flexibility to be a player in it. And so we're going to, you know, run out those ground balls and see if there is interest.
You know, Trav, speaking of, you know, NBA playoffs, as you know, Golden State Warriors, they're going to the championship game, fifth one in a row. And we talked about it last weekend about the depth of Golden State and the way that they're playing without KD and Boogie Cousins. Were you surprised that they were able to rally the way that they have? And you know, you got Draymond Green having two triple-double games and Steph, him and Steph having one last night. Were you surprised at that?
I think what you've seen from that group, you know, you just mentioned Draymond and Steph, and I throw Clay in there, and obviously Andre until he missed last night's game, and, you know, Sean Livingston. Those guys have been the heart of that team for the last 5 years. And, you know, it sounds silly, but, you know, the heart of a champion, you know, those guys all stepped up. You know, Portland is a good matchup for those guys. You know, even back when I was there, it's just Portland really struggles to play against those guys, and we saw it again. But all those guys, Steph, Draymond in particular, really stepped up and took their games to a new level. So it was exciting to see. You know, it'll be interesting now, of the five trips to the finals this year, they're going to play somebody besides Cleveland. So it'll be interesting to see how this Milwaukee-Toronto series plays out.
Talking with Trevor Schlenk here, the NBA draft combine has taken place. And now, of course, the next thing is the NBA draft, which is coming up in a month from now. We get ready for the draft to take place. And as you do, how much you've done so much work here, Travis, not only scouting with the ridiculous amount of travel that you do at college games or over in Europe. How much stock do you now put with all the workouts you've had here at Emory, at the practice facility, in the NBA draft combine? Is that just another piece, or is it something that is like, all right, finally we've come to evaluate guys, now we see them at the combine, and now this is what we really are able to hone in and grade these players at?
Yeah, the combine, the real two big components of the combine, as it's nowadays, is the medical. So all the players there just took their physical. So our doctors are going through all those, and we'll get grades on all the players and try to identify any sort of medical risks. And then the second component, obviously, is the interviews, where we have an opportunity to sit down and talk to 18 different kids for about a half hour and try to get a feel for them, you know, what makes them tick. So those are the two big things that the combine gives us. And now for the next 2 weeks, we're going into what has become a new trend in the draft process, which is the agent workouts. So today we'll fly out to Phoenix, and there's three agencies that will have their pro days. And then we fly back to New York on Thursday for another agency's pro day, and then Chicago Friday for another pro day. We'll be back this weekend, and then Monday we fly out to Vegas for a pro day, and then LA for 2 days, and we're back. So for the next 5 or 6 days, we'll be attending all these different pro days that all the different agencies have now. And then once we get back, that's when we'll start to get, you know, some of the more top-tier guys to come in to work out for us as we narrow down our guys for the draft on the 20th.
Well, we certainly look forward to the draft, and it's going to be an interesting time for you. Is it fair to say that your phone never stops ringing?
I spend a lot of time on it. You know, I laughed. You know, someone asked me the other day, how was Chicago? And I said, oh, Chicago's great. You just listened to everybody lie to you. You know, everybody now is trying to get whatever story out there they want as they guard information on who they might actually really like.
Yeah, that's why you could disinformation all you want with us. Go ahead. Well, we're prepared for it. Throw it out there. Somebody, hey, did you hear Travis Slink say, you know, I mean, go ahead.
I don't think I've ever lied to you guys, have I?
No, not at all. We didn't say that.
I might maybe not answer a question now and again.
And we respect that because you're trying to keep your bread buttered. You got to keep that bread buttered.
No, we never said that. No, we're not saying lie to us. We're saying lie to everybody else. Go ahead. Here's your opportunity. Let them think of what you're thinking here. Hey, Travis, we look forward to it. Have a good time out in Phoenix, and it's coming fast. It's a month away, so let's prepare for it. Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.